Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I sometimes get confused. There is so much wrestling on TV, of course not every segment can be for everyone. Some things you're gonna like, some things you're gonna like not so much. It's just the nature of the beast. That's why it's perfectly okay to think AEW is awesome, which it is, but also understand there's always room for growth. They know that as well. Of course they do. All Elite Wrestling has done a good job with such thinking so far as well, because look, I'm Simon from What Culture, hit that subscribe button, and this is 10 things that didn't go the way AEW wanted. Number 10, missing out on Ben Carter. Go watch the 22nd of September 2020 episode of AEW Dark. You will see Ben Carter and Lee Johnson have an absolute peach of a match. Those guys can go. Carter had already taken on Ricky Starks before this, which was also solid, but it was round two when he showed what he could really do. And you know that's accurate because it rhymed. It is just go, go, go for 10 minutes, and how they don't stop, I'll never know, until Ben actually scored the win. And the only reason I am that surprised is that Johnson deservedly was signed, whereas so far Carter hasn't, even though he would also get to tangle with Scorpio Sky. And do not get me wrong, AEW wanted him, or so it seems. WWE flew in and offered him a deal with NXT UK, which is something he could do even though the world stopped. He has been smashing it ever since, and look, he's only 23 years old. Carter is going to be just fine, as is AEW. Number 9, the Christian Cage problem. Right, this annoyed me then, and it still annoys me now. Christian is great. Underrated from the start, I appreciated that Tony Khan went out of his way to promote him as a huge surprise who was going to debut at Revolution 2021. Khan would even say this was a Hall of Fame worthy announcement, but when Cage did arrive to bolster the roster, there was a contingent of people who felt Tony had overblown this and that it was a disappointment. We're gonna have to agree to disagree. And look, I do get it. If you wanted to take your expectations and decide this was gonna be The Rock or something, sure, that's not an equivalent. But from his sheer run of classic matches alone, I was pleased to see Christian being spoken about in such glowing terms. Also, just to be that guy, Khan's job as a promoter is to promote. Just a thought. Number 8, Britt Baker, the babyface. Yep, this was the idea at first. Why the flub wouldn't it be? If you were looking to build a division around somebody, Britt Baker ticked all the boxes. She looked like a star, she worked like a star, she was a dentist. There were plenty of elements that would lead anyone to believe this would be our direction of travel, but no. It took a random promo on Chris Jericho's boat where Baker took a shot at Tony Schiavone and his barista work to showcase a different side, and that was that, and away we went. It really gave the fans something to latch onto, which Britt didn't really have as a good guy, but how many times have we seen this happen? I mean, way back in the day, people were telling The Rock to die. AEW picked up on it quite fast, the irony being nowadays, if you did want to make her a babyface, it will totally work, because let's face it, everybody loves her. Number 7, Jeff Hardy misspeaks. In 2022, you've always got to remember that anything and everything you say will somehow get on the internet. That is just the way. So when Jeff Hardy got released from the WWE, it seemed obvious he would go to AEW. I mean, he's a massive name, brother Matt was there, and having the Hardys back together as a team is money. Nobody was going to be shocked by this. During an interview with YouTuber Jared Myers after one of Jeff's concerts, however, Hardy got way ahead of himself. He outwardly said he was headed to All Elite Wrestling, even though he was still in his 90-day release window. That is a big no-no. Whoops. Jeff then had to backtrack and say these were his hopes for his future and nothing was official. Although, let's be honest, if you don't think all wrestling companies are having chats before legally they should be, well, take a sit down and brace yourself and maybe think again. Number 6, the arrival of the Dark Order. Seriously, the Dark Order today are awesome. They couldn't be any better, which is why it's almost comical now to see how they were treated when they debuted. It set the internet on fire. It just seemed like even the hardcore AEW audience were at a loss with this one when the Super Smash Bros. Did arrive in 2019. And while Excalibur did his best to establish these guys, even Jim Ross seemed confused. That ain't gonna help. Evil Uno and Stu Grayson also had a bunch of masked minions, which I think muddied the waters even more. But that's why these guys, to me, are an inspiration. They took their licks, they took their criticism, and became one of the most popular acts in the company. And it's not too shabby at all. Number 5, The Butcher, The Blade, and The Bunny. Which was basically the same story for these three, almost literally. The tandem ran through the crowd to attack Cody Rhodes, who had just won a match. So this was an impactful entrance, or at least it was meant to be. Because yet again, Excalibur tried to get them over as good old JR pondered exactly what was happening, and the real issue was that the live crowd was deadly silent. You need that big reaction to send the message that something huge had just gone down, and I tell you, we did not get it. But again, let us look at today. The Butcher and the Blade are everybody's favorite tag team, and the Bunny has established herself in singles competition. You can't always smash it, but as long as you come good eventually, we can all forget the past and just enjoy the present. Also, the Butcher and the Blade have a second career selling meat. They are my heroes. Number 4, the Domino's Pizza fiasco. Talk about bad timing. I mean, it was crazy anyways, as Chris Jericho was taking on Nick Gage on Dynamite in a proper death match, and my word, I swear, they tried to kill each other. There was glass, for goodness sake, and the fact we were doing this on Wednesday night TV blew everybody's minds. No one thought we were going to go as far as we did, especially when Gage got a pizza cutter and started sawing away at Jericho's head. It was then time to cut to the commercials, and can you believe it? The first thing we saw was an advert for Domino's Pizza, and this wasn't lost on the fans. Everybody on Twitter went crazy. No one knew this was going to happen, as it was just a fluke thing, but as you can imagine, Domino's wasn't happy with this at all. It's not really the image they wanted out there. Thankfully, after a press statement, it all calmed down, because come on now, when it comes to wrestling, there has been far worse stuff than this. But yeah, it certainly was not ideal. Number 3, the Brody Lee debut. Let us make things clear right away. Brody Lee is a damn hero. Just go and listen to any interview he did or how others talk about him. The man made wrestling a better place. That's why when he debuted in AEW, there was some excitement in the air, because everybody knew he had more under the hood and that WWE hadn't really let him show that. So it was time to shine. Nobody thought he was going to be the leader of the Dark Order either, and the Vince McMahon-inspired character he first embodied certainly raised some eyebrows. You either loved it because you were a nerd and knew what we were doing, and that would be me, or you had no clue and it kind of felt a bit weird, and that's mostly because it was really, really weird. Much like the Britt Baker situation, though, once we had tried this for a while and decided it wasn't really clicking, Lee stepped into his own shoes, and my word, it was the best. I'll never forget his BTE skits or his TNT title run, which are genuinely AEW highlights, and maybe if we hadn't have tried something to begin with, we'd never have ended up where we did. Number 2, the Cody Rhodes madness. We have talked about this loads, but as a catch-up, I love Cody Rhodes. I think he's very inspirational, and nearly everything he did in AEW was at the very least intriguing. Unfortunately, what happened towards the end of his run in the promotion is a very vocal portion of the audience decided they didn't feel this way, and they were going to boo him regardless what he did. Ruh-roh. This soon meant that no matter what went down, even if it was heroic, he would get a certain amount of backlash, and there was no way this was intended. Again, it was fascinating and great to discuss online, but it totally switched around what was meant to be going on here. It is a shame, as we started talking about this aside from other more positive endeavors. Isn't that half the fun of wrestling, I suppose? It's nuts, and we get to act like it's nuts, and then by the end of the day, everybody goes nuts. Number 1, that explosion. Revolution 2021 was focused around the fact that Kenny Omega and Jon Moxley were going to do a barbed wire death match, and fans were pumped. Not only did we have a top tier world title contest, but at the end there was going to be fireworks. And that's not exactly what happened. In case you don't know, instead of an explosion when the wrestling was done, we got a bunch of sparklers. And the truth of the matter is that whoever rigged this didn't do a good job. That's it. It also saw Eddie Kingston run down to help his fallen friend and then have to act like he'd been blown up even though nothing happened. And everybody was deflated by this, including Tony Khan. Thankfully, the doom and gloom predictions of this being the end of AEW were not accurate, because this was some folk as ever going way overboard. You are allowed to make mistakes both in sports, entertainment, and life. Just make sure you learn and rectify them.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.